This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Tuesday edition live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet, and of course, up on the satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we do want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, you're keeping America rolling. We salute you because of that. And of course, we want to include especially our 18-wheeler over-the-road truck drivers. We got the men and women out there getting the job done. We got our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, our suicide junkies hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, we have our Amazon warehouse workers listening, our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captains America. That's at Captains America. And don't forget the website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And don't forget our temporary listener line right now, because we are broadcasting by way of Southern California, is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. You can also text us at that number as well if you'd like to make a comment during the program. And we want to hear from you, of course, as well. Now, of course, as always, as you know, Captain Matt Bruce, at the top of every hour of the program, he recites the Pledge of Allegiance. And I invite you, wherever you are right now, to say it along with me. And ready? Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, you know, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt points out, each and every morning here on the program. We emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo Christian values. Well, once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. And once again, if you'd like to opine, it's 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. You know, there was an interesting question that was asked at the White House press briefing to Karine Jean-Pierre. And it was a pretty stark question that was asked. In other words, she was straight up asked if she thought, or if the White House believes, that Joe Biden would actually survive another term. That was the actual verbiage used. We do have a audio of that you want to hear. But so it's an interesting, anyway, it's a good question in the sense that because people are concerned about the age factor and so forth, and certainly there are pressures having to do with the presidency, so whether or not somebody might have to step down because of health issues, this kind of thing, which is swirling all around President Biden right now because of the falls and because of the other issues. These are legitimate questions, only insofar as that he's running for president. he wants another four-year term as America's president. Well, let's listen in, because it's not so much the question itself, but it is, in fact, the response. We won't hear the whole thing, but you'll get the idea of where Karine Jean-Pierre goes with this immediately. And so let's listen in, shall we?
Another one on Nikki Haley. She also said that a vote for President Biden is a vote for Vice President Kamala Harris. What do you say to anyone who is questioning whether the president would survive a full four-year term?
So let me just say this. I'm not going to comment on the 2024. She is a candidate, so I want to be very careful here. And we do follow the Hatch Act, so I want to be really, really mindful here. Look, this is a president, if you look at his track record, and I'm saying this more broadly, if you look at what he's been able to do, he has been able to push forward and get done historic pieces of legislation. He has gotten more done than any other president when you think about the infrastructure legislation. When you think about the last president, it was a joke.
Okay, so you kind of get the idea where she's going with this, and she kind of goes on and on. And she does kind of look down a lot at the binder because that is, you know, she does speak the sacred words of the sacred binder. And the sacred binder, as we've now established, I think in previous programs, is given to her from the Oracle, which many think exist right behind the press briefing room, a logo there. But she comes out at any rate to read the sacred words from the sacred binder, but not answer this question and not even really kind of address the question. If anything, you know, she can talk about he's gotten all this done and she's not supposed to, you know, be campaigning, I guess, but she just rattles off all the stuff the president's done and all this legislation and how he did it and then the infrastructure. And she goes on to say it's the infrastructure decade or we're going to have an infrastructure decade, and on it goes, because the last thing they want to talk about is the very thing that everybody can just see. And again, I'm not trying to be mean, not being mean-spirited. I'm not trying to sound terrible about what's happening to an individual, Joe Biden, but it does go into the hopper for American voters to take a look at. They're absolutely within their rights to look at it. They're absolutely within their rights to consider it. So I don't think that they can just sort of paper over all this stuff and make it look like, you know, it's not a thing. They'll just talk about all the stuff he accomplished. They're not, if they're accomplishments in and of themselves, right? We could talk about that all day, but it's a good question. And she just completely swerved away from it. All right, folks, Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce right now. Stay right there because we are coming back with much more. And I think we got a great caller lined up as well. So stay right there if you would.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. The Captain's America Third Watch continues on across your overnight radio dial. And we hope that you're having a great morning, because we are having... to 1 p.m. That's the 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Captain Matt Bruce at Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue there in Tampa. So I know that he would love to have everybody come out and say hello to him for lunch on Tuesday. Now, folks, of course, this portion of our program is being brought to you this morning by the good people over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And, of course, they become very good friends of the program. And you want to head over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You want to check out the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95, and that gets you started with Relief Factor. Definitely check it out, because you've heard the captain telling you that he takes the product. He's taken it for over 10 years. He takes it every single day because it works. Now, the problems that he has, namely inflammation and such, a lot of people have similar issues. And this product is going to help you to control that inflammation because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. So you definitely want to check it out. Now, if you take it the way that it says, you should know by about the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. You know, a lot of people know within 2 or 3 days. Some people come back in 24 hours after the captain gives them a sample pack. Maybe you're out at one of the shows or one of the events that he's at. And if he has it on him, he'll give it to you, and you'll be able to see that Relief Factor is going to do great things. So some people come back that quickly, and he directs them to relieffactor.com/captain to start up their account with them there to get more. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And by the way, there are no drugs in this product. Completely natural. That is going to be a key element here. No drugs, all natural. That's something you can rely on with this product. So head on over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 free quick start. And don't forget, folks, as well, the call-in number is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. You can also send us a text message to that number. We'll get it here on the program. And if you have a particular comment that you'd like to make, we sure would love to hear from you. So once again, 949-629-3212 is the temporary call-in line as we broadcast by way of Southern California. All right. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk, obviously, about Trump and DeSantis and them being in the race. We've got a lot of talk about some of these other candidates, of course, that are in the race. But one of the candidates that could be there, this is from former Obama advisor David Axelrod. He's talking about that Joe Manchin might have a better chance, I guess, rather he doesn't have a good chance of getting reelected. So could we see Joe Manchin as the proverbial third party candidate? Well, some think maybe so, but I don't know that it would go too far. All right. Well, folks, holding on the telephone line, I think we've got Elliot on the telephone line. Is that you, Elliot?
Oh, yes, it is, Kyle. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Kyle, if you can get...
Yeah, Elliot, if you would, I want to say yesterday you called on the program. We had kind of a whale of a technical issue. We were able to find it, correct it, but it kind of messed up your time on your call. And so I do apologize for that, but I'm glad that you called back. So you had kind of something very close to your heart that you wanted to express.
Yes, Kyle. My injury, I've suffered damage to my spine, my C's and my L's. I was training with Special Forces up in the Asheville Mountains called Cherokee Country, and that's where I took my fall. But anyway, I wanted to acknowledge a gentleman who called your show. His name is John Kennedy. John, much love to you, my dear brother. John is a former Green Beret from Tampa, Florida. Thank you, sir, for your devoted service. John, your spine injury has not gone unnoticed. I want you to know that, because I suffered a similar injury to what you suffered, sir, as well. Now, Kyle, back in 1973, the last U.S. combat troops left South Vietnam, bringing an end to the war. I was surrounded by mentors, half Vietnam vets at Fort Bragg, now Fort Liberty. As a combat engineer, I was surrounded by Special Forces trained helicopter pilots. I trained with the black man who became a Green Beret. Both of us commanded the 50 caliber. He was a quiet young man, but deadly. I was personally introduced to a black man who was part of the Delta Force. Delta was founded in 1977. This black operative, when I met him, started with the 101st Airborne Kentucky. Kyle?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you
I'm here in static, sir.
Okay, well, hey, keep going, because we hear you fine.
Okay, that's great. Well, Airborne Kentucky, joined 82nd Airborne, 8 years before becoming a Delta member operative. Now, I was inspired by the colonel of the Green Beret 5th Group who requested me when phase training. I had many mentors who served in Vietnam. I never crossed one. America, we turn a chapter. A white woman stood up and said she wants Fort Bragg renamed Liberty. Here we are, Liberty. Thank you so much, Kyle, for giving me the opportunity. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Elliot. We appreciate your service, and we appreciate your comments this morning here on the program. You take care of yourself.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thanks again. All right, folks. So good to hear from Elliot this morning. And if you'd like to call into the program, we'd love to hear from you as well. 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. That's the call-in number. And as I was just mentioning, of course, about this idea of Joe Manchin, yeah, it's quite interesting because, you know, David Axelrod is a Democrat strategist, of course, and now commentator. Worked in the administrations, of course, I believe the Obama administration as well as others. He's saying that Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, of course, a Democrat, he's less of a third-party candidate, of a potential third-party candidate, and, quote, more of a, what he says is a, quote, dead man walking, according to David Axelrod again. And he's basically saying running as a third-party candidate may be a graceful exit for him, he says, because Manchin's chances of reelection in the Senate are slim, said Axelrod on Monday. Says, I don't want to be unkind to Senator Manchin, but he's kind of a dead man walking in West Virginia. There's nowhere for him to go. Well, you know, one of the things that we've heard about with Joe Manchin is the possibility, it's probably a remote possibility, that he would switch parties. But because the Democrat Party elite, the way it's constituted today, it's just not a place for him anymore. And this kind of goes to this idea that we mentioned yesterday on the program as well. I think it bears repeating that, you know, the old cliche that John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy, would not find a place really in the Democrat Party of today, of the, quote, modern era, basically. So going back to 1960, and you come all the way to 2023, he wouldn't be recognized. He wouldn't recognize it. And would they want to have John F. Kennedy as their nominee again? Probably not, because he wouldn't be extreme enough in the policies. John F. Kennedy had a lot more in common across parties, generally speaking, and I understand there's some of the differences, but you go back some 60 years, right, or 62 years or so, you've got a very, very different political landscape. So Joe Manchin might be happier if he came over to the Republican Party. As I said, I know it's a remote possibility, but it does show you the stark contrasts that are going on right there. So things have changed. Things have really changed. And speaking of changing, we're going to go to the break. And when we come back, we're going to change the subject. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Right back after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence officially filed paperwork today to run for president in 2024, joining a competitive field of Republican candidates seeking the nomination. Over the past few months, Pence has been actively visiting key early primary states. China's military is becoming increasingly aggressive in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea, and that's not sitting well with the U.S.
We're going to continue to keep the lines open with the Chinese to make it clear how unacceptable those particular intercepts are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said a Chinese warship came dangerously close to a U.S. Navy destroyer over the weekend. Apple stock soared to an all-time high today following the launch of its own mixed reality headset. The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Throughout today's session, Apple's shares surged by 1.5% on Wall Street. Year to date, the stock has risen 39%. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Third Watch.
Yes, you are the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along your overnight hours all across America, around the world by the internet and up on the GCN satellite. And we're broadcasting, of course, from our Moss Family Automotive Studio, and we are glad to be with you as we go through these overnight hours with you, and so much more to talk about. And if you'd like to call in and opine, you can certainly do so at 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you'd also like to send a text to that number, we'll get it right here as well, if you'd like to let us know your opinion that way. And so once again, here we are, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Program, Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And if you'd like to know more about the program, you can head over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can find out more at KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. Well, right before we get to our next story, I want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And, you know, the folks over at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care are caring hands, helping sore feet, and that is incredibly important, no doubt about that, caring hands, helping sore feet. And they also want you to know that they're podiatrists, of course, and they're wound care specialists, and they're located in St. Petersburg. So if you're in that area, you definitely want to check them out. You know, they're board-certified podiatrists, have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and also surgical podiatry, of course, in addition to their great wound care facilities as well. And they're highly trained podiatrists, spend most of their time listening and understanding your concerns. So that's very important. And therefore, patients are their first priority. So at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality foot and ankle care and, of course, wound care available. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Check them out. AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. That's AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. All right, I think we got a call here waiting on the line. I think it's Backgammon Bob. Backgammon Bob, welcome to the program. That's you, right? Backgammon Bob, I don't know if you can hear me. I tell you what, try calling me back because I think we got a really bad connection. So if you would, do please try to call me back, and we'll bring you right back on. But sorry about that. It looks like we just had a bad connection there. So I think Backgammon Bob will call right back here in a moment. One of the things, of course, we'll be talking about, and we'll see what Backgammon Bob would like to talk about here in just a moment, but one of the things that we're going to be talking about also is China. Okay. I think we got him back. Here we are. Backgammon Bob, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's much better. We can hear you now. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Something a little strange in keeping with the deep state. Can you hear me okay still?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
In keeping with the deep state theory. If you remember the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, which was a pretty neat movie, and also in keeping with the fact that some guys recently said they found some alien, they actually had alien craft in hiding somewhere in the United States. They were sitting around the kitchen table, and one man says to another, "Why doesn't the government do something?" And the other guy says, "Well, they're only people." And the other guy says, "People my foot, they're Democrats."
Okay. Right. Yeah, well, yeah, there's definitely sometimes difference in mentalities. That's for sure.
And I kind of thought that fit the way the deep state is thinking. In other words, the people up here, they're acting like a cult. In other words, they're Democrats. They're really not administrators. They're not doing their job. They're just acting like a cult that's in there to commit a mission.
I appreciate that. Absolutely. Well, you're right, because I think a lot of times the ideology informs so much of the decision making. It's almost as if most if not all the decisions are already made if you just consult the ideology, and that's no way to run a railroad.
Unfortunately, it's become like a disease. It's one thing when it's among some bureaucrats, you know, that they're administrating, but when it creeps into the law enforcement stuff, and when it creeps into, you know, stuff that can be used to oppress the other side, that's when it really gets bad.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thanks so much, Backgammon Bob. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Take care. All right. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Always glad to hear from him. And if you'd like to call in, you can certainly do so. 949-629-3212 is the number. Also, you know, I was just mentioning about China. This, I believe, this is from The Hill. U.S. warns that China's growing aggressiveness, quote unquote, raises risk of conflict. China is growing more aggressive against the U.S. military around Taiwan and in the South China Sea. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said Monday, warning Beijing that it, quote, won't be long before somebody gets hurt, unquote. Well, that's pretty awesome and terrible to hear, isn't it? Because we were just talking about, of course, the U.S. Navy ship in the Taiwan Strait here just over the last day or so, where the Chinese vessel came within about 150 yards. And that is way too close for comfort. There is no doubt about that. But, of course, China continues to probe. It continues to make these things happen provocatively and then, of course, blame the U.S., saying, no, it's the U.S. The U.S. is being provocative. Well, no, of course, we're not. We're operating in international waters. And sometimes, though, by simply doing so, you maintain the notion that operating in the international waters is going to continue. In other words, you're not going to be intimidated just because you think, well, they'll just come over and do something weird and so forth. But, you know, they may do something weird and we'd have to deal with it at that point. But you can't abandon or abdicate your ability to navigate on the high seas. Otherwise, China will simply believe that they now have control of those parts of the high seas, which don't belong to anybody. All right, so back to this article. The remarks came from the White House, and they come after the U.S. Navy on Monday criticized the Chinese military over an unsafe maneuver by one of the ships crossing the path of a U.S. warship at least 150 yards distance in the Taiwan Strait. There was absolutely no need for the PLA, or People's Liberation Army, to act as aggressively as they did, Kirby said, speaking at the White House press briefing, referring to the formal name of the Chinese military. These are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by the PRC's military, particularly in the area of the Taiwan Strait and the South China Sea, Kirby said. The confrontation in the Taiwan Strait followed an incident over the South China Sea late last month when a Chinese fighter jet came dangerously close to an American reconnaissance aircraft. U.S. Indo-Pacific Command criticized the Chinese as carrying out an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver. Well, yes, no doubt about that. Kirby said that the two incidents point to a growing aggressiveness by Beijing and pointed out that while air and maritime intercepts happen, including on the part of the U.S., China was acting outside the bounds of international laws and, quote, rules of the road. And again, of course they are. It's not incompetence. It's not something that the Chinese government is probably, you know, like they're not scolding the captain of that ship that came too close. They're not scolding that fighter pilot because they're not going to do anything without express, you know, it has express written consent from the Home Office, basically. And the Home Office in Beijing is all about making sure that the intimidation continues and that the probing and the testing continues. And I really do think that that this is an issue, by the way, that should just, you know, transcend party politics. It really should, because we're talking, you know, in the first hour, Captain Matt was talking about some of these agents, shall we say, that are coming across the border, likely from China, for God knows what reason, only that it seems nefarious. But you have that aspect of it. You also have the military aspect of it. You have a cyber aspect to it. And, of course, you have a public relations, quote unquote, a media side of it. And China, I think, wants to provoke on all those accounts. You know, for example, jump in, step in, try to, oh, we'll help with the peace negotiations for Ukraine and so forth. We'll supplant the U.S. in terms of leadership there as well. And they have no problem doing that because they have a plan. They have a mission. And their mission goes further than our 2 or 4 year election cycle. That's why this transcends any kind of regular politics or elections. But it's going to be, should be a big part of the election, and it will be. Watch. All right, folks, stay right there. There's more. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. We're back right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eastern Time. Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Jeff. We appreciate that very much. And that's right. Every morning, 2:45 and 3:45, we do bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And coming in there to a little bit of Billy Joel. And always liked that song, Uptown Girl, that's off the Innocent Man album. And I always liked that album as well because he kind of reached back to a lot of his roots. He wanted to do, you know, some of these songs that sort of reminded him of the 50s and this kind of thing, especially songs like Tell Her About It and Uptown Girl, of course. That video, of course, featured Christie Brinkley, of course, who he was with at the time. And so just a lot of nostalgia there. And Billy Joel still going strong. I think he's starting to stop doing his residency, I think, at Madison Square Garden. I think he played at least one show a month there for quite some time now. But I've seen Billy Joel many, many different times in concert, and he never, ever disappointed. And saw him with Elton John as well. All right, so let's get right to the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Again, we're looking up near Reno, Nevada. If you're coming out of Reno on I-80, 80 heading up towards Winnemucca, or if you're up on the other side in the California side up near Susanville and going down 395 down through Mammoth Lakes almost to Bishop, the forecast there is showers and thunderstorms continuing all this week, and that could result in some frequent cloud-to-ground lightning, gusty outflow winds, small hail, and heavy rainfall. So do be careful if you're going in that area. We do have an aerial flood watch north of Albuquerque up near Santa Fe and Taos. For possible heavy rains could cause some flooding. Over in Amarillo, Texas right now, they've also got another aerial flood warning going on there. You've got flooding could be caused, of course, by excessive rainfall there. Quick check of our radar map. We're looking again here, and it looks like since last hour, some of this may have dissipated, especially down in southeastern New Mexico. We still got some rain that's east and northeast and southeast of Roswell, New Mexico, down towards Carlsbad right now. But it definitely has dissipated a little bit, although still if you're in the Fort Sumner area, and if you're east of Roswell, you definitely have a lot of rain to contend with. Amarillo's looking clear in terms of the radar, but over near Tyler, Texas, this is going to be east of Dallas. You know, as you come out I-20, you're still going to have, well, it looks like the rain's going about north of Tyler right now, but still coming across the interstate. If you're in the Liberty City area or if you're near Lindale, you definitely have rain coming across the interstate there. Just a little bit of rain on the radar map. This is going to be there in Louisiana. This is going to be just east of Monroe. So it's up near a place called Oak Ridge. It's still staying north, though, of I-20. So you'd be aware of that. Then over in Atlanta, north of Atlanta, Georgia, looks like we got some bands of some pretty moderate to heavy rain. This is going to be north of Atlanta. This is going to be up near a place called, of course, Gainesville. Then you've also got a place called Ellijay, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jasper and Juneau looks like that's right where it's kind of situated over right now at this moment. So if you're traveling through there, do be careful. South Carolina, this is going to be southwest of Columbia. And, of course, as you're traveling there along I-20 as well, you're going to have rain coming across the interstate as you're making your way into Columbia, say if you're coming up from, Murphy's Estate, it's going to be a little while till you get into the rain from there, but you're going to have the rain. Then over near Sumter, you've got all kinds of rain happening there right now. So just be aware of that. Otherwise, we're looking pretty clear. Let's check Redding, California. Last hour, it was still around there, but looks like it's kind of breaking up now, so that's good. So if you're in the area of Redding, moving up Interstate 5, heading towards Mount Shasta, it should be, you might get some rain, but it doesn't look like it's covering the interstate the way that it was just last hour. So that's a good thing. All right, folks, don't forget the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program, and you want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can say hello to summer savings. You can learn how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas just by texting SAVE 10 to 26494. You also want to check out the My Rewards Plus app, where you're going to start getting great offers. You're also going to be able to save money. You're going to be able to earn points, and you're going to be able to access the great amenities that they have. Too many to list here, but for example, if you reserve your parking space ahead of time for your rig, you can start earning bonus points for that. And then, of course, saving 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy, that's a super great deal in anybody's book, especially if you're an RVer and you're taking a trip across the country. Here's what you want to do. You want to go to pilotflyingj.com, find out how you can text SAVE 10 to 26494 and save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas, but you also can use their locations function so that you can plan your trip across our great nation or wherever you might be going in terms of within our nation, and you can plan your trip accordingly. So when you come in, you can make sure that you get the supplies you need, you get the fuel that you need, and, of course, you get the savings as well. All that's happening at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And joining us right now on the telephone line is our good friend Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. And so glad to have you here. Of course, founderscode.com, that's the website. Well, Denise, what do you think? In fact, right before we went to the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we were talking about this idea that Kirby, I should say, over at the White House press briefing, he was saying that China is now starting to act and grow a lot more aggressively, basically. What do you think about that? We did talk a little bit about what happened in the South China Sea, but that's kind of putting it mildly, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, he talks in platitudes. It's hard to listen to him, but starting to act a little more aggressively. The big embarrassment is what they're doing to our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. And they seem to just keep taking it. I mean, how many punches does the United States have to, you know, take without some kind of consequence to China? And all indications are they're not going to do anything because of, we haven't issued any kind of consequence to China with any allies on the Wuhan virus. None. Zero.
Right.
There hasn't even been a discussion with Beijing on that. And when you look at the almost $32 trillion in debt, of which now the Democrats are blaming a large portion of that on Trump during his administration, well, you know, an awful lot of Democrats voted for all of those measures that cost us, you know, a couple of trillion dollars. To carry on economically. So, there's been nothing. And, we have a China committee over in the House that we had to, McCarthy stood up in order to begin to, I don't want to say investigate, but reveal, what China has been doing to the United States. So where's this White House?
No. Good question. Well, you know, I was also mentioning that, and as you've mentioned many times before as well, you know, they're looking at all these different aspects of how they come at us, basically. There's military, but then there's cyber. I think that there's, other ways, infiltration, and then also, of course, trying to position themselves as the new sort of world leader. Like, for example, trying to go in and try to get a peace deal going in Ukraine, as they did recently.
Well, they are declaring themselves as the new world power. They have an old Chinese saying, there is but one sun in the sky, and that belongs to China. So if you just keep that little thing in mind, that tells you the attitudes that the Chinese Communist Party has. I think there ought to be a magnificent effort by world leaders to expose to the Chinese citizens what the Chinese Communist Party does to the rest of the world. And I think there needs to be another, almost a Tiananmen Square. I don't want anybody killed, but the Chinese people need to stand up. And I think that President Xi fears that the most.
I think you're right about that. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. She's going to hold on the line with us, folks. She's going to be right back with us at the top of the hour. You'll get your top of the hour news. We've got to pay a couple of bills, of course, and we will be right back with you right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.